At 102.1 FM, you're listening to WMUK. A paper company that's part of the Superfund cleanup of the Kalamazoo River says it's worried about silt from a dam upstream. Georgia Pacific wants to know if PCBs have washed out of Morrow Lake and Comstock. The company says it can find out by testing fish. But as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, the state says it has a problem with that.
The company that owns Morrow Dam near Galesburg lowered Morrow Lake last year. That's allowed a huge amount of silt to wash downriver into the Superfund site where Georgia Pacific is one company cleaning up toxic chemicals known as PCBs.
I think it's pretty reasonable to assume that more PCBs have come down the river.
Rick Kimball is a spokesman for Georgia Pacific. He says the cleanups cost more than $120 million so far, with more dredging set for this fall. The company wants to compare PCB levels in smallmouth bass above the dam with smallmouth bass downstream. These would be little fish hatched this year. Kimball says a young fish gives a better idea of what kind of pollution is nearby.
Whereas if you sample a three-year-old fish, for example, you've got a three-year-old fish that has traveled different parts of the river, picked up different things, and it's not a very good indicator.
Georgia Pacific has asked Michigan's Department of Natural Resources for permission to sample smallmouth bass. Matt Diana is a fish biologist with the DNR. He says the agency will probably turn the company down. Diana says the sediment from the lake likely killed off many smallmouth bass eggs this year.
You're not getting the kind of spawning you normally would. Populations are likely going to be depressed because of that. So, you know, we're really concerned about that population.
Diana says the PCB cleanup does call for periodic smallmouth bass testing, though not this year. Diana says, unfortunately, that sampling has shown a lot of variation from fish to fish.
And it makes it really tough to go out and sample from one event like a Morrow drawdown and say, yes, we're seeing changes based on that.
Georgia Pacific says it could restock the river with smallmouth bass. But Diana says that would amount to fixing what's not broken, at least not yet. He says the company could sample the water or sediment instead. The DNR is expected to decide on the permit in the next few days. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.